Thank you, and welcome again to another Good Stuff program here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Birds along with you, wishing you a happy Father's Day weekend coming up. You know, the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, yearlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, it's an adventure in itself. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. There's something for the guys, there's something for the gals, there's something for kids. Make sure you all take time to stop in and browse around. More than 25 vendors. They offer a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasure and collectibles. It's a great store. You just have to make a point to stop in. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Well, you know, we talked about Father's Day coming up this weekend. I thought maybe a little history and traditions in the U.S. anyway about Father's Day might be in order today. Father's Day was first celebrated in the U.S. in 1909 in Spokane, Washington, and the holiday was started by Sonora Louise Smart Dodd in honor of her father, a widower, who raised six children. And during the 1920s and 30s, there were movements to actually combine Father's Day and Mother's Day into one holiday, which they would call Parents' Day.
Oh.
And that ended during the Depression because struggling businesses recognized the potential for two separate gift-giving holidays.
We were suspicious of that, weren't we?
Even though there's a discriminatory mark right there that they spend 38% less on Father's Day gifts than they do on Mother's Day gifts.
Who do? The people that buy?
Across the country.
Really?
Yeah. So,
really?
Father's Day officially became a national holiday in 1972 when it was signed into law by President Nixon. According to Hallmark, there's a clue for you there as well, Father's Day is the fourth most popular occasion to send greeting cards. And the most popular Father's Day gifts are cards, special outings, and clothing, including neckties, but not totally neckties. I've got some more on that coming up on another program, but there are 70.1 million dads in the United States.
Yay so, for dads!
Pretty good market out there. And the average age that men become fathers is currently 25.4 in the U.S.
Well, that's interesting.
But the average age of becoming a grandfather is 54.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, that's kind of older than I would have guessed.
That's average. What do you have for Father's Day today?
I've got a silly story.
Okay.
All right. This is from Laura Shocker. My dad has a very serious job as an oncologist, but always lets his silly side show with his kids. Growing up, he loved to invent crazy games meant to spark our imaginations. One of my favorites, he would tell me we were part dog, going back many generations. Before bed, he'd first read my favorite stories in English, and then he'd bark them to me. To this day, we still speak bark to each other. It's our secret language. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
All right. A couple of gift ideas in case you're still wondering what to get for dad out there. How about some brass 40 caliber bullet casing cufflinks? Whether dad is someone who's around guns for work or pleasure, these cufflinks will be the perfect accessory to his formal wear. They're made to look like 40 caliber bullets, made from brass, and they'll smarten him up for any occasion, be it for the office or if he's out on the town. Here's another one for you.
Okay.
Scotch infused toothpick gift set. Toothpicks are necessary in life, especially when we've been eating something like a juicy steak or maybe some corn. Traditional picks don't taste nice at all, so why not give those ones a go? They've been infused with a single malt scotch, which will make you think that you're having an after-dinner little drink. I don't know, you want to have one in your mouth when you do the breathalyzer test later, but
I don't know.
Only $35.95 if you're interested in scotch-infused toothpick gift set. So you might want to check that out. Or the brass 40 caliber bullet casing cufflinks.
Yeah, you really haven't given everyone time to pick those up, Mike.
Oh, you can give them a late Father's Day gift.
Oh, okay.
But happy Father's Day to all of those fathers out there listening to the local radio station and tuning in to the good stuff.